here with 5 minutes and 46 seconds to go. Vikings are losing 28-29. And Massapequa has the ball at the top of the key. Now swings it right. Now drives right. Shot up, fouled, misses, going to the line to shoot two. Mono, how have the Vikings been this season?
Vikings have had a good season, Matt.
Yeah.
They're playing well. Playing well enough to get a playoff game on their home court. Right now, not really capitalizing on the opportunity. But hopefully they'll be able to come back, pull away.
Yes. I hope so, too. What do you think of the play of Noah Linder this season?
Noah Linder? My favorite player.
By far your favorite player?
By far. Well, you know, my favorite player, though, is Kyle Cullen.
Obviously, Kyle Cullen, underrated, totally underdog. That's why I love him. Everyone loves the underdog story, and that's just Kyle Cullen.
He's the heart and soul of the team. I mean, let's be real.
Yeah. Massapequa makes one of two free throws, and now Vikings bring it up the floor.
David Kobus playing point guard. Very good player, David Kobus.
Now brings the top of the key, Siegel. Looking, driving right, dishing, ball loose, Noah rebound, Noah gets the loose ball, passes the... I messed that up. Anyway, Ryan Christian just scored 2 points, now Massapequa has the ball. Massapequa drives left.
Horse gonna stay disciplined.
Ball loose, stolen by the Vikings, Ryan Christian bringing it off the floor, drives hard, fouled, no good.
By Kutcher, picking up the loose ball, driving hard to the basket, got the foul. Now he's up the line for two.
Ryan Kutcher, stealing and beeling, as Walt Clyde Frazier would say, and now will shoot two free throws. That is Massapequa's first foul, and the score is 30-30 with 4 minutes and 58 seconds to go. Kutcher's for a three throw.
Misses the first.
Misses. Sorry, I misenunciated.
Kutcher's been their big player.
Yeah, very good player. Great scorer. Great all-around player. Kutcher's second free throw is good. Makes one of one. Massapequa will bring up the ball.
31-30. Vikings are leading. 4:53 left in the third quarter.
Massapequa swings it right, now drives left, passes, dish right, drives, misses, gets the rebound, shoots it, puts it up, a bunch of bounces, and in!
Don't know about that one, Matt. Looked like a travel when he first caught the ball. Looks like he took an extra step there.
Yeah.
Lucky to get away with that one.
Yes. Now Vikings have the ball top of the key, swinging it left. Now back top of the key is Kobus. Kobus swings to Siegel, left side. Swings it all the way right to Linder. Christian for three! No good. Rebound, Massapequa.
Good offensive possession. Good ball movement. Good open look. Christian should knock that down.
Massapequa has the ball at half court, now dribbling left. Top of the key left. Stolen by Christian. Foul. Looked like a clear path foul, but it looks like they're just calling it a grab.
Don't know if there are clear path fouls in this league yet.
I don't know. I don't know high school basketball rules. I only really know NBA rules and college rules. But I guess college rules are the same as high school, so I guess I don't know either. But that's all I know.
If this were the NBA, that would be a clear path foul. But
I don't know if they call them. Should have been a technical, man. that's my observation. Top of the creek, Kutcher. Kutcher passes to Linder, still on the right. Kutcher for two. Jump shot by Kutcher from about 23 feet out.
Kutcher's hot. He's getting going now. Looks like
pick it up to the Vikings. All right, Massapequa has the ball on the left side of the key. Now switch to the top. Back to the right. Now back top. Drives. Spin move.
Travel.
Pass inside. Puts it in.
Another travel miss by the officials.
Puts it in. And the score is now 34-33, Massapequa. Siegel has the ball at the foul line. Passes it in to Jermaine. Ball loose. Jermaine gets the rebound. No. Jump ball.
It's like some after the play stuff going on. Things heating up.
Massapequa's ball. Julie seems to be arguing the call, but no luck there. Massapequa will now bring up the ball.
Not much luck when you argue with the officials, right?
Massapequa has the ball. Foul on the floor.
A disciplined foul. Massapequa foul getting rowdy. We need our fans to respond.
Foul on the Vikings. Max Massbaum. That's the Vikings' second foul. Massapequa also has two fouls. Massapequa shoots a three, left side. Good! Three-pointer good by Massapequa. Now 37-33 with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter, third quarter. Siegel has the ball left side of the key.
Getting heckled by the fans. Shakes him off.
Lots of crowd noise. Fisher has the ball left side of the key. Now dribbling towards the top. Now swings it right. Max Bam around the foul, around the half court. Now Siegel has it. Top of the key.
Doing dribbles. 10 left on the shot clock.
Fisher at the ball, top of the key. Swings it to Max Bam. Max Bam for three. Air ball.
Well, awful fast of Pico there. Almost looked like that could have been a foul on Jermaine.
Air ball, but it was tipped off Massapequa, and the Vikings will have the ball underneath with 2 seconds left on the shot clock. Siegel inbound. Passes it out to Linder. Linder for three. No good.
Halfway down.
Massapequa with the rebound. Brings it up the floor. Right side. Driving hard. Pressing. Now has it back. Top of the key.
Looks like a travel again.
Drives right. Foul on the Vikings. Massapequa fans going crazy.
Looks like a bad call from here, Matt.
Foul on Max Massbaum, the Vikings' third foul. Max is second in the quarter. Massapequa inbound with 35 seconds on the shot clock.
He's got to stay disciplined, make sure they don't get into the penalty this early in the game.
Massapequa has the ball top of the key. Driving right. Shoots. Off balance. No good. Rebound to Orlinder. Vikings have the ball.
This is a crucial time now for the Vikings. 2 minutes left until the fourth quarter. They need to at least pull within two by the end of the quarter.
That line shot by Kritzer is good.
37-35. Massapequa, 151 left in the quarter.
Kritzer is hot. He's playing very well this quarter. Now, Massapequa dribbles up the floor off of the Vikings after a kickball off the Vikings. And now Massapequa inbound on the left side three. Massapequa inbound at the top of the left three-point line. Now back left. Now driving middle, dish out right, drives, fakes, passes out right, top of the key, shoots, puts it in!
Massapequa has been getting away with a couple of travels this quarter. The referee's looking favoring Massapequa. Surprise!
I have to agree, Mario. Massapequa fans are going insane. Vikings have the ball right there at the key. Now a double. Pass out to Krischer. Krischer. Now has the ball. Pass it inside to Linder. Linder looked like it was fouled. Foul! That's a big foul. Foul on Massapequa. A block.
That foul is on the three,
right in
my ball. It was probably a push. Vikings will inbound with a fresh shot clock. Max Massbaum will inbound.
That foul is right in front of the Vikings bench, right in front of my boy Kyle Cohen.
This is a very physical game from what we've been seeing. What do you think, Mono?
Yeah, I think the Vikings are handling the pressure well, but they really have to come in now.
And Siegel, at around a little bit in front of the free throw line, shoots a little off-balance shot, but gets fouled, and now will shoot two after he missed.
More free throws coming for the Vikings.
Siegel's a very good free throw shooter. I know that for a fact. I talked to him in the offseason about it. He is a great free throw shooter. Now the fans quiet.
Except
free throw shot. Good.
Save the scores. 39-35. That's pretty cool. 1 minute left.
Second free throw is good. 36-39 with a minute left.
Vikings trailing by three with a minute left.
Massapequa inbounds. Brings up the floor. Foul. Foul on Massapequa. Moving screen. The Vikings will have the ball. No.
No, Matt.
Sorry, I don't know what just happened.
I'll explain. Time went off the clock. More seconds elapsed than possible. So Massapequa...
I see.
Port tries to take the opportunity to apply some pressure, but backs off last minute. Massapequa up the court. Open shot.
Oh, and he nails it. That's a dagger. 3-point field goal, that's a key goal. 42-37. 40 seconds left in the third.
Now Vikings have the ball, swinging it left. No Linder fakes a three, pass inside to Siegel. Siegel dribbling, passes right side, Maxbound. Maxbound for three, no good. Linder Vikings up in the key, pass to Kretschner for two. No good, in and out. Massapequa with the rebound. Massapequa driving. 23 seconds left on the clock. No shot clock. 37-42, Massapequa. Third quarter.
10 seconds left.
Massapequa dribbling, drives, pass, dish out, for jump shot for Massapequa, no good, shot. Foul on Massapequa.
No, wait, let's wait for the call, man. It is a foul on Massapequa.
Foul on Massapequa, a push.
5 points.
That is Massapequa's fifth foul, the Vikings third.
5.7 seconds left, have to make sure that you don't turn the ball over.
Siegel driving hard, passes it Linder for three! Noah Linder with the buzzer beater! Unbelievable! And he got Linder, a very clutch shooter! It's an incredible three at the buzzer at the end of the third! We will take a break!
Man, I cannot begin to tell you how important that shot was. That is huge for the Vikings now. Going into the fourth quarter down two, we'll be back after this.
Hello, welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter. Vikings down two. What do you think of that third quarter, Mono?
Well, it was a decent third quarter for the Vikings. Fell behind a little bit at the end, but a big shot by Noah Linder at the end with a buzzer with a three to cut it to two entering the fourth quarter. This is exactly the position you want to be if you're the Vikings.
Vikings bring up the ball, now have the ball left side of the three. Kretschner tries, pulls up. Two. Good.
Already got it.
Tie game.
Soft roll for Kretschner.
Kretschner has been playing amazing, and he had a hot third quarter. Massapequa swings the ball left. Now driving right. Pulls up. Good. Another good shot by Massapequa. Great pull-up shot.
I got to tell you, Matt, they are shooters, this team. That's where they thrive. That's where they're thriving right now. Vikings down two.
Vikings slowing it down. Now swinging it right. Right. Now Maxbound brings it top of the key. Now drives, passes to Kretschner. Kretschner drives, takes an off-balance shot. Looks like he got fouled. No call. He missed. Rebound Massapequa.
Kretschner's got to stay disciplined on the defense.
Now Massapequa has the ball top of the key. Top of the key swings it left. Now into the corner.
Looks
corner
like
three
tackle.
For number 24. Massapequa. Good. Oh, he's hot. Play just happened down now at the bench.
Maxbound fell into the Massapequa bench and was pushed by one of the players sitting on the bench. That should be a technical foul.
Should be a technical foul, but no call, just a regular foul it seems, as there will be no free throws and an inbound.
Matt, I gotta tell you, number 24 is hot.
He's hot, hit, and he's playing hard.
He has hit three of the last four shots he's taken, two of those being a three-pointer. This is a big hole for the Vikings now. Down five, 6:55 left in the fourth. They can still pull it around if they play well enough.
I'll tell you one thing, Mono. For a shorter team, this team plays hard.
You know what? They seem small on the surface, but they're a tough team. And compared to our physique and our players,
we should be physically dominating this team.
I don't know about physically dominating them, but we should be pretty evenly matched in the physical game.
Yeah.
Boys got to start playing a little tougher.
Vikings have the ball at the top of the key, pass inside to Kobus. Kobus dribble, shot, foul. Oh, no, a travel.
Shuffled his feet there by a little bit. You know, it's funny. The refs can pick up the travels on our side, but not on the Massapequa side. Something to note before we this game.
Massapequa now has the ball, dribbling just across half court. Vikings down 42-47 in the fourth quarter. Massapequa drives right, shoots, crazy shot, rebound Vikings. Noah Linder will bring up the ball. Noah Linder doing a couple dribble moves. Now passes right to Siegel. A couple of feet behind the three-point line, now passes that. Shoot that, Noah Linder. Linder doing a couple fakes, now driving, fouled. Foul on Massapequa. That's their sixth foul.
One more foul, and that'll be in the 1-1.
That could be a big factor going down the stretch.
Especially because the Vikings only have 3 fouls. Good thing to keep in mind.
Especially the way that how this game is going down the stretch. Very physical.
Pass out top of the key to Siegel. Siegel now drives.
Oh, and he can call for a carry.
Bad call by the officials.
I don't know how you make that call in this situation. Siegel also had Nolander wide open on the top right of the key for a 3-pointer. Should have looked to be a little more unselfish in that situation.
Massa Big One now brings up the ball. Down to the key. Looking to swing it right. Does. Now back top. Far away. 3. Shoots. No good.
That's it.
Rebound. Nolander. Nolander drives. Stripped. Foul.
And a foul call.
That is their 7th foul, so Noah will automatically shoot free throws even if he wasn't in the act of shooting.
I must say, Matt, that was a very bad foul call. That looked like a clean strip by Massapequa on Noah Linder. Nevertheless, a heat check shot, not a smart shot by number 24,
almost
comes down the court and makes a foul.
Yeah, you know, it was a hard foul, too. It wasn't like he stripped him, you know, and that's too easy. That was a hard foul.
It was a hard pull-through, but he got most of the ball on that one.
Yeah. Maybe a little makeup call.
Maybe.
Noah will shoot free throws. Noah has been a great free throw shooter, and especially in clutch situations. Nolander's first free throw.
No good. That's a big free throw that you have to get down at this point in the game.
5:57 left on the clock. Vikings down 42-47. Here comes Noah's second. Good.
All right.
Vikings go 1-of-2. 43-47.
5:50 left in the fourth. This is still a very winnable game for four, but they must turn it on right now and stop 24.
Massapequa now has the ball right side of the key, driving. Now dish back out right into the corner. Now back top of the key. Top of the key drives left. Now dish out left. Probably doing a couple dribble moves. Now back top of the key, driving. Corner 3.
An open shot.
No, 2. Good. Vikings now down 49-43 in the playoff game with 5:30 left to go. Siegel now bringing the ball up past half court.
Vikings Fez trying to get energized here. Mizrahi brothers up on their feet. No, Linder catches the ball.
Now he has that right. Gripshire for 3. No good. Rebound now. Foul going to the free throw line.
Big free throws coming up once again. Vikings have to get their free throws down.
I don't know if you saw it. Al just had crazy frustration. Pushed number 35 out of the way. I like to see that physical play from Al, especially as the center. You got to be physical no matter what
happens.
That's
very true, Matt. First free throw. It's good.
High arcing shot. Al Ashmalley shoots a pretty high arcing free throw, if I do say so myself.
I would have to agree with that. Second one coming. And it's good again. Nothing but net on these free throws, Matt. Looks ugly, but the end product is pretty.
Some 2 clutch free throws from Al Ashmalley. 45-49. Massapequa. Massapequa has the ball left side 3. Now drives baseline. Balls.
Slipped out of bounds.
Slipped out of bounds. Vikings ball.
Number 24 getting a little bit overzealous there.
All right, Vikings bring up the ball. Now crossing half court. Siegel has the ball top of the key. Now swings it left. Linder looks like he was going to shoot.
Hesitating. Not confident in his shot. Just let him fly.
No, Linder now has the ball. Drives. Does a fake. Passes it. Out of bounds. Turnover. Vikings. A critical possession lost. Although, Noah hasn't played well.
I must say, Noah Linder has to be a little more confident in his shot. He can shoot the basketball. He should shoot when he's open.
Yeah.
No hesitation. And those will go in.
As a junior, maybe not so confident. I know Noah has a couple confidence issues, but, you know, he needs to be more.
Oh,
I completely agree.
Bad foul.
Massapequa run up the ball, pass it to the right. They shot a pull-up shot, fouled, and will go and shoot 2 free throws.
That's a bad foul there for the Vikings. Not
foul number 24, David Kobus, his first. He's four.
David Kobus
with
the foul.
Now Vikings have 4 fouls. Massapequa with 8. They will shoot their first 2.
Poor fans getting loud. This is a good sign.
First free throw, good.
This kid has been ice cold, Matt.
Yes. What I have to agree is the Vikings fans a little lackadaisical in the stands.
You know, I think the whole season they've been lackadaisical. I mean, I really think they should put some more heart into these games. This is where it matters. This is the playoffs. We don't get a second shot.
Vikings now down 6, 51-45, as Massapequa makes both free throws.
Milano looks like he's about to spot up. Let it fly.
Noah has the ball top right. Now swings it back top of the key to Kripcher. Kripcher doing a couple moves. Now swings it left to Kobus. Kobus pass out top to Linder. Linder for three.
In.
No good. Rebound Massapequa.
No.
Foul on Al Ashmawi, the team's fifth.
That was a bad foul.
That was not a smart foul. Massapequa will inbound on the left side.
51-45, 4:04 left in the fourth quarter. This is do or die now for the Vikings.
Massapequa has the ball, loses it, stolen! Al Ashmawi with the steal, passes it to Siegel. Siegel drives, dishes, pass to Massbound. Massbound drives, shoots, off balance shot, no good. Rebound to Massapequa. Massapequa bringing the ball up the floor, pressing, pressing, passes it right, puts it up on the floor, no, foul! That was a awful call. Al had a clean block.
You know, Matt, I don't think that foul was on Al. I think that was on Noah Linder.
Foul
and sweeping through.
Yes, foul was on Noah Linder. It needs to be clarified, even though Al looked like he had a clear block coming in.
It was.
Massapequa misses the first free throw. Very important.
Yeah, Matt, that was a clean block, but Noah Linder came and sweeped through and caused the foul to be called. Crucial free throw here for Massapequa.
Second one, good.
Rattles in.
Timeout, Massapequa. We'll take a break. This timeout brought to you by nothing. You can get nothing anywhere, including everywhere. Hello, and welcome back to Vikings basketball. Vikings bring up the ball now. Charles Kobus. Charles Kobus has the ball left side.
David Kobus.
David Kobus, my bad. David Kobus.
Charles, the brother. No one to catch the ball in the low post.
Double team passes it to Al. Al shoots. Blocked off of Massapequa. Vikings walk.
Looks like one of the Massapequa players making an advance on young Maddie, our prized cheerleader.
Kripcher passes inbounds, passes the ball top of the key to Siegel. Siegel does a couple dribbles, now passes left. Now back inside to Siegel. Back up top, Kripcher. Kripcher passes to Linder. Linder passes back to Kripcher. Now in the corner. Shoots a three. No good. Rebound Linder. Linder puts it out. Puts it in. Four- 47-52. Massapequa.
47-52.
Yes. And now Massapequa has the ball top of the top. Up top. Now swings it right.
Oh, back to
defense. Against Massapequa. No, sorry, foul on the Vikings on Massapequa. On the floor, but that's the seventh foul, so we're going to 1-1.
No, not. Yeah.
A little bit of confusion on the floor. No, everyone forgetting that that was the seventh foul. Fortunately, they have us. So we knew that.
Yes, we did. Me and Matt stay on top of the game.
First free throw from number 35 of Massapequa.
Court fans getting rowdy.
Free throw is good. Sorry, I'm catching cold. 6-point game. Massapequa leading 53-47 with 2 minutes and 46 seconds left.
The game is still very winnable for the Vikings. They have to play good
defense. Makes the second free throw in our 7-point game. Vikings bring up the ball. Massbound for three. No good. Rebound Massapequa. Throw it down is Massapequa. Massapequa now crosses half court. Brings it right. Foul on the Vikings. No, timeout. Timeout on the Vikings.
Timeout, Massapequa.
Timeout, Massapequa.
Left in the fourth quarter.
we will not go to break, as we will break down what has just happened in the fourth quarter, as the Vikings were only down by two at the end of the third quarter after a very clutch three by Noah Linder. They have now lost that, and now it is a seven-point game. Mana, do the Vikings really have a chance to come back?
Matt, I still think the Vikings have a chance to pull this one out, if not win, at least force overtime, because, you know, the game has really been in their grasp the whole second half. Number 24 on that speaker got hot. A couple of shots here in the fourth. That's what has given this cushion for Massapequa. The Vikings can play good basketball. I've seen them do it before. They can do it now. Good defense, and they have to play good offense. 2 minutes and 34 seconds. It will be tough, but I think they can come back to tie this game.
Massapequa will inbound. Inbound and backcourt. Brings it up, passing half court, guarded by Krischer. Krischer playing very tight defense. Now, makes a move, is now inside, now a corner, now in the left side three. Now dribbles it up, back top of the key.
Oh,
strong foul, stolen by Matt! Siegel, reverse layup, no good! Stolen again by Siegel, no! Off his leg, no! That's a bad call! Off of Siegel's hand, it will be Massapequa basketball.
I like the scurry there, Matt.
Quick recap, because I spoke kind of fast. Siegel stole the ball, missed the reverse layup. Ball was loose. Ball was rolling. Siegel picked it up. It seemed as though they were both going to have a joint, but no. The ball fell out of bounds off Siegel. It will be Massapequa's ball on the left side.
Things getting a bit testy here, Matt, between the players. Referee having a discussion with Max Massbaum and a couple of the Massapequa players, probably telling them to cool it off.
7-point game, 2:11 left. Massapequa inbounds. Massapequa inbounds in the backcourt. Now has it in their paint. Foul on number 32, Ryan Krischer.
That's a soft foul. Man.
That was a very bad call. I wouldn't say very bad, but a soft foul. You know. So much for a physical game. Massapequa will shoot the 1-1. Here comes the first free throw. Miss, rebound Vikings. 2 minutes left in the game. Krischer crosses half court.
Oh, Krischer is hogging the ball.
Ryan Krischer shoots off balance, shot off glass, banks it in, and it will be a 5-point game with a minute 57 left. We will take a break. Hello and welcome back. It will be Massapequa's ball down low. After the Vikings made a very important shot, it is now a 5-point game with 49-54, 1 minute and 57 left.
The Vikings applying some pressure here.
Massapequa inbounds. Now passes backcourt. Staying backcourt.
Gotta trap the ball.
Make sure they don't get it over. Oh, out of bounds. Out of bounds. Massapequa passes the ball right side. Out of bounds. Vikings will inbound with a minute 47 left. Down by five.
That was a great press there right by the Vikings. That is exactly what the doctor ordered. Great defense, forcing a trap and a bad pass. Now they must capitalize on this offensive opportunity.
Krischer for three. No good. Rebound Alex Maui. Gets up top.
He's lost it.
He lost it. Now has the ball. Pass to Krischer left corner.
He's got to look up. He's got to pass it.
Look at Noah Linder was wide open in the corner. Playing the zone. Now swings it back top to Massapequa. Back to Krischer left side. Screen from Alex Maui. No, backs away. Pass inside to Linder. And Linder! What an incredible shot! Noah Linder fouled and one will go to the line. Vikings down by three.
Max Massapequa talking now with Massapequa number 35 going back and forth. Great backdoor cut by Noah Linder. The referee is now talking to Massapequa number 35. Looks like he's complaining about something that Massapequa did. Nevertheless, one free throw, Noah Linder to cut the game. 2-2 with 1:14 left.
Yes, there he is, puts it in, and that was a very important free throw for the Vikings.
This crowd is energized.
Massapequa still has the ball behind half court.
Pressure's now moving to the ball.
Now at the left side. Left side near the corner. Now drives baseline puts it up. No good. Rebound Vikings. Vikings. Vikings missed the free throw, but got fouled after a great defensive possession. Christian will now shoot a free throw.
Two free throws.
First one from Christian. But today, that you can tell, right before the ball hits the rim, there's a silence that goes through the crowd. Listen to it right now, folks. You will know when the ball is up. Here. We got a double technical foul on the floor.
Can
give this. Tell me what just happened.
Well, Matt, the talking has been going on the whole game now between Max Mastbaum and Massapequa number 35. Mastbaum has been going back and forth with him, and the referee has had it up, and he sent two double technical fouls. Those are offsetting technicals. No free throws will be shot. However, next technical foul for either 35 or Mastbaum will get them ejected from the game.
Very important to understand. Now the Massapequa is in a double bonus, and the Vikings' next foul will put them in the double bonus.
A little confusion here on the court, but I think everything is sorted out.
It is a tie game, 54-54, with 54.6 seconds left. That's all in the
solid.
Nearly so.
Double dribble
call. Vikings ball. After a double dribble, Vikings basketball. After the Massapequa timeout, the Vikings will talk it over. A double dribble. Vikings will have the ball down low and will... Welcome back to the Port Washington High School. Right now, Vikings are deadlocked with Massapequa. 54-54, 52.9 seconds left in the game. Vikings basketball under their basket. Let's see if they can capitalize on the Massapequa turnovers, missed free throws, and good possessions.
Vikings will inbound. Pass to Alash Maui, right side corner. Now Siegel. Now back top of the key to Nloa. Now back to Kripcher. Kripcher has the ball in the left side near the three-point line. Now has it back top of the key.
Oh, there's nothing.
No good! Massapequa with the rebound. Massapequa now has the ball. Now crossing out court.
And a timeout.
Massapequa.
I gotta tell you, Matt, that was a good offensive possession by the Vikings. No one under got the shot he wanted. Looks like his knees might have buckled under the pressure. Was a little bit short on that three. Now Massapequa has a chance to win the game. Vikings need to hunker down and play some good defense.
There is, no, 28 seconds on the shot clock and 30 seconds on the play clock. So, no matter, really, unless the Massapequa takes a last-second shot, the Vikings will most definitely have a shot to either tie it
or win the game, possibly.
Depending on if they miss or make.
That, you know what else is important in this type of situation? Stay disciplined. You have no fouls to give. Do not give up a silly foul on trying to get over a screen or reaching for the ball, because that could seriously damage your chances of winning this game. You do not want to put him at the free throw line unless it is absolutely necessary.
I mean, if I was Massapequa, I'd hold the ball for a while, and then I'd drive, hoping for a foul, you know, and take a lot of time off the clock. If you miss, you go to overtime. Highly unlikely that the Vikings will have another chance to take a shot.
Yeah, the Massapequa will probably hold it until there's about 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Hopefully try and get the best look possible and maybe break some hearts here and fight at the Port Washington High School.
Massapequa now inbounds the ball in their back court. Now crossing half court. Now passes to number 22 left side. Now passes right side. And right behind the 3-point line.
Vikings must cross number 24. He's been hot all game long.
Same now, thing with 23. Matt now back left side around half court. 10 seconds left on the shot clock.
Nine left.
He is fouled by Kripcher.
Oh, look at that.
Massapequa shoots a three. He hits it. It is very clutch. 3-point shot by Massapequa. The Vikings have 1.6 seconds left on the clock.
Matt, that shot was not a three-pointer. That was a
shot needs to be clarified. But the clock needs to be reset because that shot went in with 3 seconds left. It says 1.6 right now, but it is important to understand that that shot did not go off with 1.6 left.
3 seconds will be put up on the clock. That is what the referee is signaling right now.
No, 2.4. 2.4 seconds have been put on the clock. I think that's a little off. I think they should look it up on replay.
And it is a three-point shot. They have corrected that at the table. It is now a three-point shot. 57-54. There are 2.4 seconds left in this game. This could be a big heartbreak for the Vikings, having worked so hard to get back to tie the game and lose it on the last second shot.
Wouldn't be surprised if Kripcher takes a three. Senior, his final game, best shooter. It's important. Hey!
Massapequa player listening in on the huddle, kind of dirty play there, but they're a dirty team. We've seen that all game long.
Vikings will have to inbound down low. That's important to understand. So they have to get the ball across half court very fast, or they will have to take an unbelievable shot to win this game. A three-pointer is needed right now, Matt. Jermaine will inbound. Passes to Siegel. Siegel shoots a three. Massapequa wins the game by three. Your final score, 57-54, Massapequa. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, a heartbreaker here at the Vikings crowd. Siegel misses his final shot as a Viking, and unfortunately, Massapequa will go home the winner.
I must say, Matt, this is a heartbreaking loss. The Vikings played great defense, great disciplined defense in that last possession, but somehow they found a way to make a shot, put it up by three. Siegel got a great look, was a little short though, you could tell that the fatigue was putting in, and once the shot went, wasn't in, the Vikings players collapsed the floor in disbelief that their season is over. This means that our season is over. Matt and I will be signing off. Hopefully we'll be back next year. Can't promise anything. This has been Vikings basketball. A great season for the Vikings despite the finish. Mono Bays signing off.
Thanks a lot, guys. Matt Nicholson, see you later.